the many realms of Azeroth to the great dark beyond, thanks to the magic of podcasting, episode 0 of the Rolling Restart continues. My name is Brian Black, though many of you likely know me as Ro. I've only said that 3 times this episode already, but I figure that each of these episodes is kind of like 4 episodes in one, so why not just do the same thing 4 times in a row? Sadly, all good things must come to an end, including this episode 0, and it's time to introduce my favorite guest. The only problem is, I've been waiting for him to show up for the past 5 minutes, and I don't know if he's going to be a... Wait. What the hell? Hold on. That guy retired. I thought he retired from WoW Podcasting. It can't possibly be... Oh my god! It's the Guardian! The Guardian of the Forums is back! Ladies and gentlemen, from the Sheep Moon Podcast, it's D2D! Good god!
I have risen from the ashes! I've come back to the WoW community, digging holes and taking souls.
I'm stunned. I am absolutely stunned. Man, it's been a long time, sir. How are you?
It has been a minute. I'm doing pretty good. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm playing with the magic of a soundboard for the very first time ever in a podcast.
Soundboards are glorious.
Oh, they absolutely are. I felt like over the past several months, honestly, man, how long has it been? It's been well over a year. I felt like over the past year that something has been missing from my podcast listening repertoire. And I mean, you've had your offline life cause you to move on from some things, and you're venturing into other areas with stuff you're doing on your stream, and then kids get in the way, and then other games are saying, hey, we're worth playing too. But the last time when I reached out to D to actually be a part of us, he's like, well, I still kind of play WoW a little bit, sort of, right?
Yeah, not as much as I'd like to, but I have been logging in and doing some things here and there. Not mainstream stuff. It's different. What can I say? It's a little bit different. Still takes some getting used to, but overall, it's not bad. It's all right.
So back in the days of Sheep Moon, you were well entrenched into the raiding scene. As far as I recall, you and your guild were doing heroic progression, right?
Yeah, we were. We had cleared heroic Blackrock Foundry, and then with the content lull, waiting for Hellfire Citadel to come out, we all just decided to take a break and just relax, spend time with family, and then we just kind of never came back after that. A lot of us got entrenched in some other stuff, some real life stuff. People were popping out kids like candy. It was madness. It was madness.
And you know, Hellfire, there are some people who may have fond memories of Hellfire, but unfortunately, even for someone who likes Green Fire as much as I may, Hellfire Citadel was not one of the most engaging raids for me. In fact, it was kind of one of the more frustrating ones. And then to do it for nearly a year, I can understand why that raid didn't necessarily pull a lot of people back, considering many people became disillusioned with WoW. But then you have the promises of change and glory and class fantasy and artifacts and all this wonderful stuff, and absolutely no garrisons, except for a few missions which kind of resemble garrison missions.
Garrison Light, we'll call it. Garrison Light.
Yes. Garrison Zero?
Garrison 0.5.
Yeah. But you did return for Legion, and I'm wondering, just so some of my listeners can kind of relate with where you are right now, how much are you playing World of Warcraft? What part of the content are you immersing yourself in to the best of your ability?
Well, I have transitioned from hardcore raider to dirty, dirty casual. I lock in. I know. But I'm not entitled casual. Let's be clear. There's a line, and I didn't cross that. No, I, you know, for the first couple weeks of Legion, I was really into it. Guild started coming back, and I decided with a lot of the mechanics changes, I wasn't going to tank anymore. So I decided to main spec a DPS warrior, which is fun, and I'm still having fun with it. So I leveled up my warrior, did some world quests, did some mythics, that kind of stuff. And this was all before Karazhan was released. Right. And then, you know, real life just kind of got in the way and then stopped doing a lot of that. And then I decided, well, you know, I haven't done a cannonball run in a while, and Demon Hunters could really break that run. And Rogues lost Burst of Speed, so I should probably start pathing a new cannonball run. So I leveled up a Demon Hunter.
Those who aren't familiar with your cannonball runs on Sheep Moon, can you explain what that is?
Sure. The cannonball run is soloing old content. It's soloing all raids from Molten Core to Dragon Soul in order, killing every boss except Velithria and... The ooze guy in AQ40, I forget his name.
One that you needed, like, something to freeze him and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Globulous.
Skipping.
Whatever.
No, it's not Globulous. That's Nesnax, yeah. I don't remember his name, but those are the only two bosses we skip. We kill everything else. And, it's a really fun speed run. It's, you know, trying to find the shortest path, trying to, you know, find shortcuts where you can. And right now the world record is like 5 hours and 6 minutes or something like that.
Nice.
And I'm hoping that I can break that with the Demon Hunter, because there's a lot of potential there, a lot of potential.
You can extend the cannonball run to include Mists of Pandaria content up to Dark Animus.
I thought about that, and the way the lot of the speedrunning communities go, for those that watch like AGDQ and Summer Games Done Quick and stuff like that, is there are different categories you could go. So I figure the main cannonball run would be all bosses from like Molten Core to Dragon Soul, and then maybe there could be like an any percent where you only kill like the required bosses to go all the way. And then I experimented with it a little bit. Unfortunately, with all the other projects and stuff I'm doing, I haven't had the time to devote to it like I want to. But I did level Demon Hunter with that intent. But I have to go back and like get all the shortcut items and all that stuff. And it's daunting, to say the least.
So with you kind of looking at your eye to redo old content and stuff, I have to toss this at you, because this is something that a lot of people have talked about, I think, since Legion has launched. And if we were to take a look back at the year, at least for Legion in retrospective, it's this one line from a lot of people saying that, oh my gosh, there's so much content in Legion, I feel overwhelmed, it's not alt-friendly, yada, yada, yada. How do you feel, now, given your limited amount of playtime, how do you feel with the amount of content that's in Legion? Is there a lot that you feel that you're missing out on? Are you okay with missing out content? Obviously, you're not able to do everything.
Right. I think that options are good. I would rather have too much content like we have in Legion than not enough content like we had in Warlords. I would much rather pick and choose what I have time to do rather than do the same thing over and over and over again, because that's all there is to do. I do agree with the alt-friendliness of Legion so far. However, it looks like a lot of the changes coming in 7.15 will fix a lot of that. So
artifact knowledge and all that, yeah.
Mostly, because that's a big thing. Artifact knowledge is a big thing when you're trying to pick an alt. So yeah. I think that catch-up mechanism by itself is going to make a lot more alt-friendly. Plus, having the attunement for like quarter stars and all that be account-wide is going to help too.
And you may finally be able to get into Kara once it's made into a heroic.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think I want to do the watered-down experience. I haven't.
There's the not-so-entitled casual talking.
That's right. My best friend and heterosexual life mate, Valentine, he's in Warlords, or he's in Legion, like, full stop. He found, since he because of his schedule switch, he found a new raiding guild. He's been raiding. He's hardcore once again. And of course, I talked to him quite a bit, and he's been telling me all these wonderful stories about New Karazhan, and actually just New Karazhan, because he says Emerald Nightmare is kind of shit. But but just talking about Karazhan and seeing what I've seen of Karazhan, and that's something that I've been wanting for a long time. Not necessarily the rehash content, because we've had a lot of that and a lot of it's fallen flat. There are some good examples like the remade Deadmines and stuff like that were really good. But sure,
but even that wasn't like rehashed. They took some things about it that were familiar, but they added in entirely all new encounters to it. And Karazhan kind of follows that same vein. Even the bosses that they reused are played a bit differently.
And I like that, because you go into the first half of Karazhan and it's just a huge nostalgia trip with mechanics that are updated for current times. Because if you go back and you like play old Karazhan like on a private server or something, not that I'm advocating that, let's get that clear. But if you go back and play some of those old encounters, they're lame. I don't want to say they're lame because they're still fantastic bosses, but they're tame compared to what we're used to now. Even some of the 5-man bosses in Legion have more mechanics than like Atumin the Huntsman back in BC. While that is not the greatest example, because Atumin was kind of a blah fight, but just the fact that 5-man bosses now are more complicated than raid bosses back in the glory days of raiding shows how far the game has progressed. And so I like the fact that they're giving us that nostalgia trip, giving us the first half of Karazhan, just letting us experience it again, but have it be challenging for us. And then taking the second half of Karazhan and just throwing it on its head and giving us something completely new and in a place that we're familiar with and we love. Because I'm sure a lot of your listeners and maybe yourself agree, Karazhan is one of the greatest raids they ever made.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shining star.
I've only gotten through the first few bosses of the new Karazhan because I haven't had enough time to do a full clear run. And New Karazhan, at least the first few bosses of it, not only is it great, but it's challenging.
Yeah, and that's what I want. And that's something I've been missing for a long time, and something that kind of started my descent into leaving the game, so to speak. Is sure, there is challenging content out there, but it's just an up difficulty of something we've had before. It's not like back in my day, when you went to a boss for the first time and it was the only difficulty for that boss and it was hard. And once you beat that boss, that was it. You cleared it, you're done, and there was a sense of accomplishment. Whereas, to use a more recent example, you go to Blackrock Foundry. Hey, we finally killed Furnace in Blackrock Foundry, and that was a hard fight. But there's another difficulty that if we really want to beat it, we have to do it again harder. I never liked that. I love that there's that option for those people that don't want the challenge necessarily, just to say, hey, we did it. Good job out of us. But for those that want the challenge but don't want it to be an artificial challenge by having to do it multiple times, is something that's missing. And that's why I like the mythic only Kara, is because there's one difficulty and you beat it. Great. If you don't, well, you can keep trying.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I was actually, I think I know your answer now that you've said this, but I will take it then that you aren't necessarily a fan of the concept of Mythic Plus.
Mythic Plus is a different beast. It's less comparing it to difficulty settings in a raid, but more comparing it to the risk system in Diablo 3. That's what it's constructed for. I like the Mythic Plus system over the old challenge mode system, because I don't like a time trial, and that's the only difficulty, is it's a time trial with increased numbers. This throws different stuff at you. And I like that there's a sense of progression by, hey, you can beat this with these affixes, but you can do it again harder with these other affixes or what have you. It's not really my style of play, so to speak, but I can tolerate that kind of system better because it's based off of the Diablo 3 system rather than just doing the same thing over and over, because Mythic Pluses are designed to be run over and over and over again. That's their intent. Whereas raiding, the main intent of raiding is to clear the raid and then be done. Not clear the raid and then do it again harder. because it's a lot longer. You know what I'm saying? It takes hours upon hours to do a raid rather than like a 45 minute timer on a lot of Mythic Plus dungeons, depending.
Most Mythic Pluses, it's like 25 to 35 minutes.
Exactly. That's a lot shorter content that's designed to be run over and over and over again, not to get 20 people together to run, you know, heroic Emerald Nightmare. And then, hey, we did it. We'll be back next week, but harder. You know what I'm saying? It's different.
Not understandable. So one thing I'm interested in is, with all of this in mind, and given that you're playing on a bit less frequent basis, are you playing less frequently because there's things about Legion that just aren't doing enough for you to be engaged more? Or is it simply that you feel that you've grown and changed as far as like what kind of forms of entertainment you take place in? One thing about Warcraft is I know that even if I get to the point where I'm only logging in once or twice a week, I will probably be at the very least logging in once or twice a week until the game is absolutely shut down. But I don't know if I'll always be logging in every day. How is it like for you? Can Legion do more to bring you in, or are you just comfortable with where you are at right now?
I'm fairly comfortable, mostly because of my situation. I have kids that are growing, some in high school now, that require a lot of attention and, you know, smacking upside the head to make sure they do things because, you know, laziness.
Any of them play WoW?
No, none of my kids play WoW, surprisingly. My oldest boy, he turns 16 here I don't know when this episode's going up, but on the 17th of January is his 16th birthday. And he doesn't play WoW. He's more into FPS. He's really into CSGO. That's like his big game. My other kids play Roblox. That's kind of WoW-ish, I guess, but way stupider. They won't listen to this, so I'm not worried about. all this other stuff that I'm doing, it takes up a lot of my free time. So when I am logging in, I'm finding stuff to do, which is great. I can queue up and do some heroics. I can go do world quests. I can put myself in, you know, I can look for mythic runs or whatever. There's plenty of content for me to do. So it's not necessarily the content that's driving me away. It's more just life has drawn me away. I don't think since I started hardcore raiding way back in Burning Crusade, you know, I was in my mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
My life back then allowed me to get really into the game. Now I'm in my mid to late 30s. Life has changed a lot. So I can't throw myself that hard into an MMO anymore just because I can't devote the kind of time that I would like to. There are some things I wish that would change, but I don't think I think just gaming in general, the gaming community in general, not just MMOs, but gaming in general, has evolved beyond the place that I would want it to. And I wouldn't necessarily want it to go back just to appease me. There are a lot of other games and things out there that I can get that sense of satisfaction. I don't mind where WoW is now. I think WoW's in a really good place. And the people that want to throw themselves at it, you know, full time, essentially, can do that. But those dirty casuals like myself, who just want to pop in, say hi to some friends, maybe do a couple things here and there, it appeases me too. And so I think that's actually a great part of the game. But to be honest, when they announced Illidan was coming back, I was in. They didn't have to do anything else. I was in. Daddy needed new shorts when they announced that.
I can only imagine. So I imagine that you're well. Okay, here's an interesting thing. I don't know how much you've been keeping up with this. One of my biggest complaints about Legion is part of the Illidan questline. Now, I don't know how far along you are in the Illidan questline.
I think I've done the majority of it on my warrior. I don't exactly know where I'm at with it.
Are you at a point where you're collecting items called Lingering Soul Essences?
That sounds familiar. Okay. So yes, I'm going to go ahead and say yes, final answer.
Okay. So, you know, most of the Illidan questline throughout the course of Legion Was go to this place, experience some story, go back to the Naru, wait a little while, rinse, wash, repeat. Then you get to this one point where the Naru, by the way, I'm talking Illidan spoilers. If you guys haven't gone this far in the Illidan story for Legion, I apologize, but I'm going to be talking spoilers. The Naru says to you, okay, we need to prepare Illidan's soul, blah, 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 to be rebound, blah, blah, blah. I need you to collect lingering soul essences, and you need to collect 80 of these, and they can only be found on dungeon bosses.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that I've been a relatively casual player myself, D, and I have 3 out of 80. And the reason I have 3 out of 80 is, oddly enough, as much as the dev team has pushed for dungeons to mean more, because I got my characters so well geared via primarily world questing and then raiding an Emerald Nightmare, I didn't really see much of a need for dungeons. And then I have this roadblock where the soul essences only drop off of dungeon bosses, and it's frustrating. I feel like, why can't these soul essences drop off raid bosses? And so now, am I sounding like an entitled casual for feeling that way? Do I need to be slapped in the face for feeling blocked on story progression because I don't want to do dungeons?
I don't think so necessarily. There's always been a hierarchy in the gearing quest, the quest to get geared. And it's always been a stepping stone. Once you hit max level, you do this to get into this, and then you do that to get into that, and then you do that to get into that. It's always been a stepping stone. And this was a big problem back in Burning Crusade when we had all the attunements for all the raids. You have a raid guild that's running Black Temple. Oh, we had a healer quit. Well, we need to recruit a new healer. Oh,
take him through Arcatraz. Yeah,
exactly. You have to go back and do all that old content again just to get that person up to where you are. Nobody wants to do that. Some people might be okay with it more than others, but deep down in their deepest depths of souls, nobody wants to go do that again. Not unless it's on an alt or some other way that they can get a benefit out of it. The one complaint I do have about Legion, kind of going along with your complaint, is the gearing system's really whack. It's really whack. The whole Titan forging thing, I get the appeal of it, but it as much as they don't want to obsolete dungeons, they are going to obsolete dungeons. That's just the natural progression of things, because we are programmed from way back when that this is the progression that you do. And in order, it's hard to break that. It's hard to break that habit. You see a lot less people doing normal dungeons unless they're on a newly geared alt. That's basically the only people that's doing normal dungeons now, or heroic even. They're trying to gear up alts, and that's it, just to get into mythics. The problem they have is the content that they're wanting people to do, people have already surpassed that, like yourself. But the content that they're doing doesn't give them the rewards that they need. So they're asking people to go back and do it again and devote a lot of time that not a lot of people have anymore to advance this quest line. I think that's a design flaw, not necessarily an entitled casual gripe.
Yeah, it's the whole world quest gearing thing has been interesting. While I have enjoyed the accessibility and being able to gear up relatively quickly via world quests, the fact that it, for the most part, took the need out of running dungeons to me, it made me feel like, well, at least for me, they made dungeons irrelevant. And I almost think that's why they intentionally made the story block okay. In order to progress in the Illidan story, you need to run a lot of dungeons. But when dungeons, and maybe it's me being older and crankier and more time is money, friend, and time is precious, I think about the drop rate of those soul essences and the fact that collecting 77 more, not to mention, by the way, your gain is capped at 10 a week on them, which means even if I started now to get essences, I would be stuck grinding dungeons for about 7+ weeks. that does not sound fun to me.
No. Any sort of artificial gating that they've ever put in the game has never been a good idea. I can't think of a single time when they've artificially gated something and everybody cheered for it. If people, here's my opinion. If people have the time, have the resources, and have the ability to throw themselves at the game for 20 hours a day to get to progress further than somebody who logs in an hour a week, then they should be allowed to do as much content as they want, because you're going to burn those players out too.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are paying your bills. Those are the slot players at the casino that are keeping the entire casino alive. They're coming in and they're playing your game as much as humanly possible, essentially. Those are the people that you have to appease as well. And artificially gating something means that they're not going to want to log in as much. Or if they are logging in, they're not happy about it because they feel like they have to do it. And that's never a feeling you want from a game. That's a job. And no, not many people have the privilege to get paid to play WoW.
Very true. Unless you are a well-to-do streamer. Well, you know, we're kind of nearing wrapping up here. It's surprised that we're almost near a half an hour here. But I think this is just a good example. Before we even started recording, and a couple of times when you and I talked offline, one of your concerns was, I don't know how much I'm going to have to bring to the table. But I think you have quite a bit to bring to the table, just as far as talking about these concepts go. I mean, you keep up with the news that's happening in WoW. You're logging in semi-occasionally. And I think that the perspective of casual players can be just as important to the future of the game as a perspective of hardcore players. And a lot of people may have noticed with all four co-hosts I've chosen, while all four of them take things from a different perspective and a different angle, one thing that all four share, for the most part, is that they're relatively casual players. And I think that's kind of the identity that you're going to see with a Rolling Restart as a podcast. And, D, I cannot be happy enough to have you aboard for this every couple of months.
You know, I was skeptical, I'm not going to admit. I broke away from the WoW chain. I was cleansed. My soul was cleansed from the taint of the Blizzard. But you pulled me back in, just like the Godfather. Yep. And you know what? It wasn't as painful as I thought. My anus is still intact.
That's... I have no words. Good thing the show's PG-13.
Yes! Nailed it.
Well, you know, I'm sure we will have plenty to talk about in the episodes to come. And if we ever do run out of something to talk about, I am sure I can, just for old time's sake, pull a form or two, form post or two out of my rear and toss it at you and see what you think.
Oh, magical things will happen. Magical things.
Indeed. Well, D, thank you again for being on. It's going to be a pleasure talking to you in the future on the show. How about you let people know where, when, and how they can find you? Because you do a little bit of streaming here and there. I've been checking out a little something Fallout 4 survival play.
Oh, that's been fun. That's been really fun.
I love me some Fallout.
Oh, it is. You know, it gets a bad rap as far as a Fallout game goes, but it's still a good general game. If you don't call it Fallout, it's an excellent game. It's Skyrim with guns. What's wrong with that? Yes. Nothing. Yes. Nothing. That's what I say. You can find me on the Twitters at Kolemsai, Kolemsai. I still check it sometimes. I'm not as active as I used to be, but, you know, I could be again. We can see. I'm a part of a network called Rivalcast Media, where we stream at least 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's five main game streamers on there. I'm one of them. Normally, these days, I play RPGs and fighting games. You can find me Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays from 6:30 Central Time until about 11-ish. I also host a Dungeons & Dragons show on that channel, where I DM a glorious custom campaign, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. That's every other Saturday. And you can find archives of all that stuff on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rivalcast Media.
You are keeping yourself plenty busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The stress is real.
Well, hopefully you will not have as much stress around you when we next talk again. Folks, it's been a great episode zero. I hope you enjoy the many episodes to come. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at Rowow, that's spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. You can find The Rolling Restart on Twitter at RestartCast. If you have any thoughts or emails you want to send our way, send those to RollingRestartPodcast@gmail.com. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn eventually. This is episode zero, so it's not everywhere yet, but it will be soon. The Rolling Restart is a presentation of Roll Maintenance Productions and part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. You can find archives of this show at rollingrestart.frozenfoxmedia.com. I also invite you to check out realm-maintenance.com if you're looking for more great shows that talk about World of Warcraft and other Blizzard Entertainment games. And last but not least, the music for the show is Shaping of the World, originally by Jason Hayes from Blizzard Entertainment and remixed by Pascal Michael Stifel. No copyright infringement is intended. Until next time, folks, he's been Dee, I've been Ro, and we now return you to your regularly scheduled adventures in Azeroth. Goodbye, everybody.
Later!
This podcast is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Visit us at frozenfoxmedia.com for information about this and all the other content we offer. You can also find us on Twitter at Frozen Fox Media. Frozen Fox Media, cool content for the gaming community.